Hey everyone, this is Chef Leisha, also known as the Oakland Girl. I am here with you today to talk food. Listen, here at the Mindful Chef, I cover a lot of topics. A lot of times I'll come in and we'll talk diet culture, we will talk agriculture, we will talk politics. But today I got my chef coat on and I want to talk to you today about food and what is ready right now in winter and what that looks like. Because for some reason, some of y'all think there's no food available. No fruits and vegetables in the winter time. I don't know where y'all got that from, but I'm here to dispel the myth. Okay, so let's talk about what is in season right now. As far as vegetables, there's a plethora of choices that you have for vegetables. Fruits are a little bit limiting depending on where you live. But right now, you can get an assortment of greens. Now, I love collards, they're my favorite, but mustards are available. Swiss chard, rainbow chard, spinach, kale, turnips, literally all the greens right now. They're good to go. They are good to go. It is green season. There is something about the greens that come out in the wintertime because they are hardy, they're heady. That's what we call them in farming and gardening world, heady or hardy greens, that the cold weather gives them a little something special. Even in regions where you can grow long through the season and you can get some greens through spring and summer, something about the ones that really last and stand strong in the wintertime that have that extra pop. They tend to be spicier sometimes. You know, your mustard greens will be very spicy right now. Your arugula will be very spicy right now. And that's a flavor profile you either love or hate. I love it. I think it brings lots of balance to my meals. So I enjoy it. You can also find cauliflower right now. I'm a little bit worn out with cauliflower. I cannot lie. Because the good vegans of the world have spent the last 5 years doing everything underneath the sun to cauliflower. I'm just about over it. I need broccoli to become the star again because cauliflower, it wore me out. But if you are not tired of cauliflower yet, it is one of the most versatile vegetables because you can do things with it, like turn it into something that looks and feels like mashed potatoes, or roast it after slicing thick slices of it, either roasting it or frying it in a pan so it has that very meaty texture, like almost steak-like, where you feel like you're just getting that good bite, right? So you can do a lot with cauliflower. But the other vegetables that I think don't get attention are like other root vegetables. We're talking beets are good right now. And I know most of you think the traditional red beet, but if you haven't had a golden beet or an orange beet, you're missing out. This is why you need to go to a farmer's market occasionally if you have them in your area, because you will see things that you have never seen before in your grocery store. Some grocery stores do have them, but I enjoy farmer's markets because I feel like when you take the kids, it's like an adventure. You can try new things, you can find and see a bunch of stuff that you've never had before. And I always recommend that we pick up one thing at the market that you've never had before and try it and test it out. So do that with the mushrooms that you find. I love when I find a mushroom guy at the market because the fungi people are always so excited about what they have grown. It's incredibly difficult to grow fungi and grow it well. So when you find the fungi people, or the fungi people, I don't know. Just get into it. One surprising thing about mushrooms that you will learn is that if you do find a powdered mushroom mix and you use it in your soups and stews, that is going to provide what we call umami, this level of flavor that you don't get with other things. And there's something special that happens. So I recommend going to the farmer's market and finding the mushroom person. You can also make your own pulverized mushrooms if you have an oven. You can dehydrate the mushrooms that you purchase and then put them in a blender after they've gotten real crispy and just sprinkling that in dishes. Mushrooms have lots of vitamins and minerals, and they provide body and flavor to dishes. And even people who don't actually like the texture of mushrooms can often appreciate the flavor that a roasted, dehydrated mushroom will bring to a dish. So I really recommend you get into those. What else do we have this time of year? We have carrots, we have turnips and rutabagas and all of these things that people think are really associated with the South. There is a reason why my people loved them. I love to put turnips in a pot of greens. Something about the way the pot liquor soaks up those turnips and those rutabagas and parsnips can work as well. And if you're really feeling very razzle-dazzle-ish, right, if you want to do something different and quite possibly piss off a few people at the same time, put some carrots and cabbage in with your greens too. Like, just go on and put it all in one pot and make a nice little soup or stew out of it. It's going to aggravate people who want their greens traditional, but it's going to excite the folks who like something a little bit different and can't eat the same thing day in and day out. I really feel like we do ourselves a disservice when we stick to the same old, same old. So that is why I'm here. Greens don't need a whole lot of seasoning, and neither do some of these other vegetables. I find that less is more when you focus on the quality of what you're eating. So my staples as far as seasonings are garlic powder, onion powder, paprika, salt and pepper. And my favorite pepper is crushed red pepper or cayenne as opposed to the black pepper, unless you're grinding the black pepper yourself. That's different. But play around with it. And don't be afraid to try different flavor profiles with your greens, especially if you're American or BIPOC. We all eat our stuff very specifically, right? But if you've never made a pot of greens with some miso before, then you gotta get into it. You gotta try it. I have a recipe that's going in one of my books with some chili crunch too. Like, really, really just start to play around with it. Have fun in the kitchen. Make sure you're adding lots of garlic and onion because, that's just bae. But don't ever, ever hesitate to roast a winter vegetable. Roasting winter vegetables are super cool, easy for weeknight or weekend. It doesn't matter because all you're doing is putting them on a pan with a little bit of oil, some salt and pepper, and some fresh herbs. I really love thyme. Thyme fresh is one of my favorites. So mix that in and get into it. And I think you'll enjoy it a lot. Keep it simple. Because when you use the proper technique for cooking these things, when you use a good technique, the flavor comes out. Roasting makes the natural sweetness of the vegetables shine. Boiling them makes them boiled. Now, unless you're making a soup, I don't boil any vegetable. I will braise a vegetable. Get that thing fried up on high heat with some oil real quick. Then turn that heat down and add some liquid, not too much, and let that simmer with some other flavors. And that's braising. That's my favorite technique of cooking in general. So I highly recommend you try that with your winter veggies. But as always, have fun with it, right? Try something new, get the kids involved. Don't shoo them out of the kitchen. Let them join you and let me know how it goes. So if you want to reach out, you know how to find me. I'm on social media platforms everywhere at Chef Leisha, the Oakland girl. And you spell my name L-I-E-S-H-A. And I'll find you. You'll find me. We'll hang out. Maybe you want to be a guest on the show. You want to talk about your food inspiration and your health and wellness journey and all the things. I'm here. So reach out. I'm always looking for guests. And let me know how those winter veggies come out when you make them. I'll talk to you later. As always, keep it mindful.